Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of his word. Come sit with us.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, the Apostle Paul shared some important information with the believers in the church in the city of Corinth, and he has shared that information with us as well. Information that has been hidden from the people of this world since the world began. But now this information has been revealed to us by God himself. Namely, that someday the Lord Jesus Christ will descend from heaven, and those of us who belong to him will leave this world behind. And we will ascend from this earth to meet him in the clouds. And so we will forever be with the Lord in the glory of heaven. Amazing information. And for those of us who truly belong to Jesus Christ, this is what we have been waiting for. This is what we long for. This is our hope. This is our expectation. But perhaps the question that was on the mind and was on the heart of the Apostle Paul was whether the believers in the church in the city of Corinth were ready to meet the Lord. They're ready to meet him face to face. And we might ask that question of ourselves. Are we truly ready? Are we living with the expectation that our Lord could return at any moment? And if that is our expectation, then are we living in the light of that expectation? Or are we living for ourselves? Are we living carelessly? Are we living sinfully? And perhaps this was on the mind of some of the people in the church in Corinth. With all that needed to be corrected in that church, with all of their failures, with all of their sinful behavior, how could they get back on track so that they would not be ashamed when they stood before the Lord? Well, here is how, Paul says, beginning in verse 13 of 1 Corinthians chapter 16. First of all, continually be on the alert. Gre gareo in Greek. Make a determined effort to be aware of the things that are around you. Because the enemy of our soul prowls around like a roaring lion, we're told in 1 Peter chapter 5, seeking someone to devour, seeking to drag those who do not know Christ into an eternity of suffering, seeking to make those of us who do know the Lord ineffective for him by exploiting our weaknesses so that we sin against our Lord. Stay awake, Paul says, because indifference and apathy to the things of God can cause us to just go blindly through the motions of our faith, not really living for Christ at all. Continually be on guard, he says, for false teachers. Be on guard for false doctrine. Doctrine. People that can creep into our lives. That can creep into the church. It says in 2 Peter chapter 2, those who would tell us what we want to hear, rather than tell us what the Word of God really teaches. Keep watching. Keep praying. Jesus said in Matthew 26:41, praying at all times, night and day, in the power of the Spirit, praying with all perseverance, ready and waiting for the return of our Lord. Secondly, we can get back on track by continually standing firm in the faith, Paul says, steko in Greek, by holding our ground. Don't be tossed around and carried away by your feelings or by the pressure of those around you, but live your lives firmly rooted and well grounded in the truth of Christ. And then, as you have the opportunity, stand up for the truth. Fight the good fight for the faith, for the truth that is found in the Word of God. Because the plan of God, the plan of our Creator, is not subject to the opinions of the people of this world who are his creation. In addition to that, Paul says, act like men. Andritsomai in Greek. Behave like mature, responsible adults. Stop acting like stubborn, self-willed, self-centered children, but instead grow up in your thinking. Grow up in your faith. Be strong, he says. Krataoo, better translated, be strengthened. Be strengthened in the Lord. Don't rely on your own strength. That's not strength at all, is it? But our strength comes from Christ. Our strength comes from his strength. So be strong in the Lord. As Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, his strength is perfected. It is made complete in our weakness. As it also says in Psalm 27:14, let your heart take courage and wait for the Lord. And let all that you do, Paul adds in verse 14, all that you do be done in an atmosphere of love. Agape in Greek. Sacrificing ourselves for each other. Reaching out in love. Yes, at times, in firmness, but never in harshness. So, as it says in Ephesians 4:15, we are to speak the truth, but we are to speak it in love. Peter said the same thing, didn't he? 1 Peter chapter 4, he said, above all else, keep fervent in your love for one another. These are the things that will help us to stay on track. These are the things that will help us to get back on track. Now, I urge you, dear brothers and sisters, Paul says to the church in Corinth, parakaleo in Greek, I appeal to you, I beg you, walk in the truth. Walk in the love of Christ. And Paul points out in verse 15, you have an example of that kind of love right there in your fellowship. He says, you know the household of Stephanas, right? His family, his servants, how I baptized him and his household after they had come to faith in Christ. And you know that they were the first fruits in the region of Achaia. The beginning of the harvest. Harvest of souls for Christ in that region. They are an example of the love of Christ. For he says, they have devoted themselves, tasso in Greek. They have given themselves. They've laid their lives on the line for what? He says, for ministry, diakonia, for service, to serve the saints, hagios, to serve those who have been set apart by God in Christ Jesus, our Lord. They love the people in the church with the love of Christ. So they are willing to serve. They're willing to serve you because you are their brothers and their sisters in Christ. It is their overwhelming desire to serve. This is a labor of love for them. Love gives. Love serves. So Paul says in verse 16, see to it that you are also in subjection to such men. Patasso in Greek. Place yourselves under the pattern of their lives. Follow their example. And for that matter, he says, follow the example of everyone who helps in the work of the Lord. Synergeo in Greek. The example of those who work together for the glory of God. Those who labor. Kopiao. Those who work to the point of exhaustion for Christ. As Paul said in 1 Corinthians 11:1, be imitators of me, just as I also am an imitator of Christ. In the end, Christ is our example, isn't he? For even though he is God, he took the form, the very essence of a bondservant, we're told in Philippians chapter 2, and he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death for us. Even the humiliation and the agony of death on a cross. So, maybe we should ask ourselves this question. Is it too much that we are instructed to serve one another? Is it too much to ask that we are to love one another in the body of Christ? Paul comments in verse 17, and he says this, I rejoice with great joy over the arrival of three such men, three men from the fellowship in Corinth, men who love the Lord, men who serve, Stephanas, Fortunatus, and Achaicus. And they have supplied what was lacking on your part? Hustereo in Greek. They filled the gap. They have brought a little bit of the fellowship of the Corinthian church here to me in Ephesus. And so he says, they have refreshed my spirit. Anapao in Greek. They are like a breath of fresh air. They're like a drink of cool water for my soul, just as they refresh your spirit when they are among you. Therefore, he says, you should acknowledge the spiritual character of these men before the Lord. They're a gift from God. So imitate their lives. Godly men and godly women should set the tone in the church. So we should follow the pattern of their lives, lives that they have invested in eternal things, watching and waiting, ready for eternity. So Paul says, from here in Ephesus, verse 19. The people in the churches in the Roman province of Asia, people whom you have never even met before, they all greet you in the love of Christ. And Aquila and Prisca, whom you know well and who have risked their lives for me, they too greet you. They greet you with great affection in the Lord, along with the church that is meeting in their house. In fact, all of the brothers and all of the sisters here greet you. We're one in Christ. So, greet one another with a holy kiss on the cheek, a kiss of affection, man to man, woman to woman, somewhat like the way that we embrace each other today. So now, Paul indicates in verse 21, now let me take the pen from the hand of the scribe to whom I have been dictating this letter. And let me write this final greeting to you in my own hand to authenticate this letter. Signed, Paul. Oh, and let me add this one final thought, he says in verse 22. If anyone does not love our Lord Jesus Christ above all else, then let him be accursed, anathema in Greek. Let him be set apart for eternal ruin. Wow. That's a solemn warning, isn't it? And then Paul adds this one word after that. Maranatha. Aramaic. For our Lord returns. He comes in judgment, so be ready. And I pray, he adds in verse 23, as he closes this letter, I pray that the grace and the favor of our Lord Jesus will be with you and will rest upon you, just as my love is with you all in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. And amen.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell, pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.